This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Bush funeral is over. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Bush funeral has ended. I know. What are you going to do with yourselves? I don't even know what you did over the weekend. I don't know what you did the days after immediately after. Were you just beside yourselves? Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. I'm excited that the Bush funeral is over because the family can go back to normal, but I'm more excited because the Clintons can now resume their tour. Yeah. Oh, boy. The Rapist and Enabler tour can come back. It was due to be in Houston the day of the funeral, but they canceled. Yeah, I talked about it the last week because I wanted you to remember that, you know, the Clintons put that on hold. You know, out of respect for George Bush and the family. Yeah. You know what they may do? They may postpone it forever. Out of respect for the Bush family. Bill Clinton, you know, I beat George Bush. And I cannot go on with this tour knowing that I defeated George Bush and then he's finally dead. I can't do it. So Hillary and I decided we're going to put this on hold forever. Woo! The Clintons are not going to tour. Hey, here's the good news. They can alert the police in every city where the Clintons are going to be and tell them that a sexual predator is not going to be in the city. You're free to let your churins roam around the city, especially your little girls. Yeah. Woo! What else? Oh, at the funeral. I don't know if you caught it. I didn't watch it. I didn't. I heard George Bush Jr. gave an amazing eulogy of his father. You know, but what, and I did hear a piece of it. He said something like, well, my dad, you know, he was the best dad in the world, or whatever. And maybe it was a little, you know, crybaby. You know, he's crying. I'm a crybaby. I'll admit it. When it comes to, like, you know, tearful scenes in movies and things like that, I'm a sucker. You play that, and I'm already like, I'm supposed to cry here, right? So I don't have any problem with this. It's his dad's funeral. He's missing his father, man. I get it. The good father, too. But here's what got me. George Bush said, he's the best father in the world. He's the best father could ever be. And I'm going, no, I don't agree. But it struck me as a strange thing because, you know, people get to say those things. And I translated it to America, we're the greatest country in the world. We are. I believe that. Now, people in France may believe they're the greatest country in the world. Isn't that what it's all about? Dude, let me put it to you this way. I'm a dad. I think I'm the greatest dad in the world. Well, actually, I don't. Because I've seen some dads that do some pretty amazing stuff. But I'll put it to you this way. I don't believe George Bush Sr. was the greatest dad in the world. No, due to no fault, I don't know him well enough to say definitively yay or nay, but I've seen some dads that are plugged in. I mean, they are trying on their daughter's frou-frou outfits. They're going to plays with the dad. I mean, I've done a lot for my kids, but I can't say I'm dad of the year. I think I'm pretty doggone good. And so my kids sometimes don't believe it, but I think I'm pretty good. But the point is, George Bush said he has the best dad, and I want the media to attack him for his nationalist approach to his father. How dare he? I mean, it's a shared responsibility, fatherhood. What is he talking about? He's got the best daddy. That's even criticizing self. You know, I got the best daddy in the world. Well, what about you, George? Are you not the best? They have kids, right? Yeah, he's got those twin daughters. Well, you're not a great dad. Anyway, that struck me as kind of interesting during the funeral. And people said, hey, Kev, and look, I said this the other day. I don't care about the politics of the Bushes. When it comes to somebody dying, Man, I'm in there with you. Had I watched the funeral, I would have been, you know, tearing up with George Jr. or George W. Because he wasn't really Jr. There's HW and then there's W. And I would have been tearing up because, you know, I understand that. And not having a father, I get it. You know, that's why when I look back on the Bush family, I go, man, great family. However you look at them, I don't care. Jeb is a rhino. The Bush legacy is nothing more than compassionate conservatism. They're a bunch of whiniest. From a political perspective, I have very little respect for them. But from a family perspective, I have a lot of respect for them. And I got respect for them politically. They accomplished a lot. Second, like, the family that was, you know, both became, you know, president and president. Good for them. So, I do have a respect for that. I have a respect for their service. I do. But, they aren't what we are. That's just what I'm saying. I knew I'd figure it out eventually if I talked it through. Thank y'all for letting me talk it through. Y'all are so good. People that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, fans of mine, and I don't even think of fans. I hate using that word. Friends of mine. We're friends. You send me notes. I get your voicemail messages, whatever, when you call me. Kev, this is Verna Jean. How you doing? How you doing, Verna Jean? You know, I feel like we're friends. We're not fans. I don't want fans. I want friends. I want people willing to do things for each other. That's why I'm here. I'm not making any. Man, I was talking to my buddy Dan Bongino. I'm not going to put Dan's business out there. Dan's doing a one-hour podcast, making a fortune. I'm not kidding you. A fortune. And he's like, Kevin, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time on terrestrial radio? But he just went off on me, not in a good way. And I was like, Dan, show me the way, brother. Show me the way, Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, yeah, we're going to make some shifts here, but I enjoy interacting with my folks here, you folks. But we are going to do some things, and we rely on you to spread the word. Which, by the way, I would love to come to your location. I would love to come be a part of what you do. If there's some big event in your city, let me know. I heard from a guy from Utah. He listens to the program. He wants me to give him a call. He was a whistleblower, and he got beat up. They blinded him. He got beat up and blinded because he blew the whistle, and he wants me to give him a call. I'll try to get to that. Anyway, I want to talk about two things today. I want to a little bit more about the Bush funeral. You know what I really want to do? I want to talk about Mueller. Robert Mueller. I have warned you guys. I have told you guys. I have counseled with you that Bob Mueller is in big trouble. Bob Big Trouble Mueller is what his name is today. So we're going to be talking about the crap storm that's about to hit Mueller. He's going to hit the Democrats in general. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There was speculation of what was going to be happening, what was going to happen at the funeral with Donald Trump getting dissed and all that. He shook hands with both Obama. He shook hands with Michelle. And I'm sure Michelle would do something else in her book and say, I shook his hand. It made my skin crawl. Another chapter in my book. Go buy my book, please.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. The Bush funeral. Yep. Spectacle. The media loved this. They actually said, I saw this as a title of an article. It said, President Trump was odd man out at funeral. And I was like, and? What did they expect? Did they expect the Bush family is going to be all, oh, thank you, President Trump, for showing? You know, look, there's animosity. Here's what it shows. To me, it shows that these people that they, everybody wants to fit, act presidential. They're like, you know, act presidential. Show that the office matters to you. And then when Donald Trump does what he's supposed to do? They act like children. The media acts like children. They can't help themselves. They are programmed to bash Donald Trump. It's like bots or some insect, you know, has taken over their minds, Stepford Wives, with their thoughtless support of the narrative. And the narrative is Nobody likes Trump. We can't like Trump. We can't show that we like Trump. Look, there are so many Democrats behind the scenes that go, you know what? I kind of like Trump. I like what he's doing. And don't talk to me about style and all that other stuff. Many of them say, you know what? It may seem a bit brutish, but I like it. It's kind of like, oh, there are women that go, oh, my boyfriend, he's just the nicest guy in the world. He's this, he's that, he's blah, 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 blah. And I say, you know what a girl really wants? She wants that dude that says, you know what? Something happens. Some dude feels her up at a club. I've had this happen. I had a guy pinch my girlfriend's butt at a nightclub years ago. And she said who he was. And I went over to him. And I grabbed his butt, boom, and I said, hey, you seem to like pinching butts. You want to pinch mine? And then he just kind of looked up. I said, look, I'm going to give you a pass because you probably had a few drinks or whatever. But you're going to one of these days you're going to do this to the wrong dude, and he's not going to have the attitude that I'm having with you right now. You do something like that again to my girl, you're in trouble. He just looked at me like, I'm sorry. You know, he didn't say anything because he had that look of fear in his eyes. And we walked away. And I would have absolutely bludgeoned him. It was a time in my life where I'm actually surprised I showed that much restraint. But I did. But here's what I'll tell you. My girlfriend was so proud. You know, did she want me to go beat this guy down, just go over there in a roid rage? No. But she wanted me to go over there and handle the scandal. And I don't care what people tell you. They like it. I talked about the French going, we want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. We want our version of Trump. Woohoo! And the reason they're saying that is because they're tired of their sissy, Emmanuel Macron. They're tired of, oh, he's so handsome and he's so well-spoken and he's so, she says, it's us all. When they got him elected, big deal. Ça ne marche pas, as they say in French, which means he isn't even working. It's not working out for us. And that's what happens. I'm just using an analogy of a boy-girl relationship. Get mad at me, leftists, okay, because I'm still using boy-girl relationship. But a woman wants to be protected. She wants to feel protected. And America, however you want to look at her, we got a Statue of Liberty that represents us. Our chick wants to feel protected. And Donald Trump does that for her. Makes her feel good. But the media got to bash it. Because they don't want these girls coming out going, you know, I actually do like what Trump's doing, you know? Anyway, we're going to discuss the media today because they're going to have a heaping helping a crow to eat here real soon. What else can we celebrate now that the Bush funeral is over? Because you know how the media and the time of George H.W. Bush, how they doted on him. They loved that man, didn't they? I mean, I seem to recall it was a love fest for George H.W. Bush with the media. If they didn't, you'd never know it, not based on this funeral. On this funeral, George H.W. Bush, he transcended racial stuff. He transcended gender issues. He transcended it all. And here's what's funny about it. You can go find articles. There's an article written that said George Bush has a sketchy, you know, past on race. I don't even know what it is. I didn't read the article, but it wouldn't surprise me to learn that Bush has a sketchy, you know, thing on race. But it wouldn't be any more sketchy than any doggone Democrats. We also know George H.W. Bush would feel up women. Even in his old age, the dude just couldn't help himself. It was like Tourette's. He just, whoop, you get too close, whoop, he grabbed you by the bum, you know. Or he might grab you by something else. But that was what Bush did. Oh, he's just an old man. Whatever. Everything's glossed over. George Bush, for all intents and purposes, from what I hear about that funeral, I thought Obama died. It was like, what? Did we just lose baby black Jesus? Is he going to move the rock and be a rebirth and show us that he never left or what? What's going to happen here? Whoa, man. You guys remember Obama at Mandela's funeral? Do you guys remember that? Yeah, Obama at Mandela's funeral. Because here's why I'm bringing this up. They made it appear, I didn't watch the funeral. Did Trump do anything that, you know, out of the norm? I can't imagine that he did. I mean, did he get up and start gyrating sexually or anything? No. I don't think Trump did anything. But they still made it sound like Trump, you know, he was disruptive. Trump is disruptive because he's there. You know, but anyway, whether he was or he wasn't, let me talk about disruption. Barack Obama at Nelson Mandela's funeral, you would have thought he was on a play date. I'm not kidding. It was hysterical. Go back and look. Go back and look. Doing selfies with that white woman. I think she was from Sweden, wasn't she? Who could blame the man? I mean, Michelle or that Swedish PM? Did you see her? That woman was fine. And Michelle was mad. She moved. It was funny. I think they changed seats. Am I right? But Michelle was mad. She even moved. She moved over, and there's Barack Obama taking selfies with her and stuff. And they were just yucking it up at Nelson Mandela's funeral. That was one fine white woman.
My friend, look at that white woman you're with. Yeah, son, I'm with my girl, but yo, for real? That white woman's amazing, isn't she? Tell the truth. He's with his black girlfriend, like, nah, I don't know, but that, she's high level. That's a high level white woman right there. That white woman is man, oh man, oh man. Black women get mad at that, but that is top shelf white woman right there. A white woman is the value. You look at her and then you wonder how long they would look for if she was missing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats have been aiming to impeach President Trump since the day they took control of the House.
It was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy made his comments after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that the Judiciary Committee will start drafting articles of impeachment.
Today, with the Speaker, announcement, she has weakened this nation.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden's presidential candidacy on Thursday. Kerry saying he believes Biden is the president our country desperately needs right now, not because he's known Joe for a long time, but because he knows Joe will do well. Kerry, who served in the Senate with Biden for 30 years, says Joe can hit the ground running and get to work on day one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm just glad the Bush funeral didn't ruin Christmas. Oh, by the way, happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. Yeah, sorry I'm late on that, but hey, you know, brother, I got brother late. You know, they say black folks be late to our own funeral, so forgive me. But it's in my DNA. The Bush funeral ruined the media's narrative about the California fires, didn't it? Remember, all the people dying, it was Donald Trump's fault. That was starting to gain some traction. You would think Donald Trump lit it, went out there, poured, some accelerant on it, then said, hey, can y'all go drop some gasoline over the top of California, particularly those rich white people in Malibu? Which, by the way, if it was a racist fire, Donald Trump blew it. He could have burned down Compton. He didn't. He burned down Malibu. Woo! Yeah, the Bush family funeral there took eyes off of a lot of stuff. And I'm telling you, there were a lot of people out there who were very happy about this, a lot of Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. We got a new market. Who did we just pick up? I don't have the notes. I'll be honest with you, I'm bad about that, and I should be better. I'm just not that radio dude. You know, I'm not a detail guy. I'm not, yeah, Kevin, do you remember when we played such and such golf course? No. Or do you remember that hole, you know, with such a, no. Not unless it was something memorable. Did a Sasquatch appear at that hole? Oh, yeah, I remember the 13th hole when that big old gorilla came out. I thought it was Hillary Clinton, you know, or Michelle Obama. Or what a pick, take your pick. Oh, there he goes, attacking those leftist women. Yeah, it's funny. Let me tell you what I know about you. Is my audience. It was okay when I attacked Hillary. It was funny. When I attacked Michelle, you were, oh, did he just do that? What? See, that's what should make you take pause. I do that stuff intentionally. I do. I'm not even kidding with you. I do it intentionally because I want you to understand how quickly you can shift gears on something. One thing is funny. The other one makes you go, oh, I don't know. Can I laugh at that? Can I laugh at that? Yeah, see, I see Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama equally Sasquatchy, and yet it's no one of them just makes you go, ooh, I don't know what to do. Oh, you know what to do. Laugh. It's funny. These are the jokes, folks. But you know what? You can't. You're afraid to because you've been made politically correct. Even you, conservatives, who talk about you, I'm not going to take my gun, my Second Amendment rights. But you'll gladly concede your First Amendment rights. And I'll just say African American instead of black. I don't want to offend anybody. Well, you offend me when you do it. Anyway, I'm off track. I have a tendency to do that. My producer's always, ooh, you're off track. I don't care. It's my track. Anyway, here's what I want to do. The Bush funeral took people's eyes off of the biggest scandal in the history of America. this Mueller thing, and it has to do with all this is intertwined. See, there's like three or four or five scandals all in one here. There's the scandal of the elites, that the Hillary Clintons of the world, the Comeys and all those guys, they get away with whatever they want. Look who's paying the price. Manafort didn't register as a foreign agent or something. That's all they got him on. And he's the one that has to take a plea, serve time in prison already. He served more time in prison than Papadopoulos, all right? And Manafort did what now they're finding out, oh, the Podesta brothers did, and probably five or ten other lobbyists who lobby on behalf of mostly leftist issues. They've left them alone. But yeah, this is where we are. Flynn gets arrested, ruins his life. The man practically lost his house. I know Michael Flynn, not well, but I know him. And I talked to Junior, his son, and he's like, man, Kev, we are struggling over here because of this stuff. They finally get freed to some degree, and we're going to talk a lot about it today. Because I'm calling today's show Mueller Time. You know, as in Miller Time. We've got the beer after beer. If you've got the time. Mueller Time. Man. Hey, let's start this. There was a scathing rebuke of Robert Mueller. And it was from a lefty writer. Yeah, he's a leftist. And I was saying on a radio show the other day, last week I did an interview, and I said, I'm starting to see lots of anti-Mueller articles, and they're not being written by us. The guy who wrote this, his name is Matthew, what's his name? Matthew something. Anyway, he writes for The Week. And he's a lefty. You go look at his articles. It's lefty. You know, Trump, blah, blah, blah. Hillary Clinton would have been better. You know, whatever. It's right. He's a lefty. Here's what he says. Do you remember when the United States was about to have her constitutional order upended? If you printed out all the concern trolling articles from the fall of 2016 about whether Donald Trump would accept the results of the presidential election and laid them end to end, they would stretch from China to Peru. As far as I recall, no one actually predicted that opioid-addicted, out-of-work steel workers in Carhartt jackets would roam the streets of Washington, looting and burning, and eventually installing an Alex Jones puppet government under the nominal leadership of the host of Celebrity Apprentice. The point, assuming there was one, was that the credibility of our election system would be undermined if one of the candidates and most of his supporters refused to acknowledge the legitimacy of the next commander in chief. I made light of most of these concerns at the time. The subsequent refusal of everyone from Clinton to the Washington Post to the president's own Department of Justice to come to terms with the fact that Trump narrowly won by campaigning in crucial states his opponent didn't bother to visit has proven me wrong. Mea maxima culpa. Half the country seems to believe that Donald Trump is not the duly elected president of the United States. So he's saying the very people who made this proclamation are now the ones promoting all the nonsense that we're seeing today. Now, here's what he goes on to say. He says, if people have come to this conclusion, that going back to the fact that they don't believe Trump to be legit, the rest of us have Robert Mueller and his special counsel investigation to thank. After nearly 2 years of hunting, he has ensnared much small game, but no large mammals. I love the way he put that. I love when lefties use hunting metaphors. He says he's never produced any evidence that Trump colluded with either the Russians or individuals tied or linked to Moscow. Paul Manafort is a tax cheat. Michael Cohen is a two-faced crook. Members of the president-elect's cabinet occasionally meet with foreign leaders. Russians posted misleading things on Facebook. Most people will stumble if asked enough questions about enough topics. And these not exactly astonishing conclusions are the sum total of Mueller's efforts. I remind you, this is a leftist giving you the scoop. Now, later on when we get into Mueller Time, more Mueller Time, I want to talk about an article that Victor David Hansen wrote. Unbelievable article. I've been, you know, writing about it piecemeal. He put it all together. It literally should be an entire dedicated hour of the show, and probably will be. But just an amazing discussion. Anyway, he goes on to say this. The recent news that Trump or his associates were interested in developing real estate projects in Moscow as late as June of 2016, and that Cohen lied to investigators about it, is more of the same nonsense. I have no doubt that Trump may have dreamed of building one or more skyscrapers in Russia. I also have no doubt that at some undisclosed point, he has asked one or more of his hirelings to look into the possibility of building a luxury casino on Mars. Does that mean that he is a Manchurian candidate whose tenure in office is dedicated solely to advancing the issues of the Red Planet and enriching himself and his family into the bargain? Winning a successful outsider bid for the presidency of the United States seems like a very circuitous route to obtain a building permit. What did I say to you guys? The other day, bit my cheek. The other day, I made that very comment. I said, if Trump wants to build buildings, why does he need the presidency to do this? What part of this makes this a scandal? I mean, take it at its worst. Okay, Cohen, he was going to build a building in Russia. And then he stopped. And, well, when did he stop? Was it 2015? I think it was 2015. Oh, and then they find out, no, it was 2016, and you knew it. Because this is essentially what Mueller did. And Cohen goes, well, I may have gotten a year wrong. No, you didn't. You lied. And now you're going to pay the price. And now you better turn state's evidence on Donald Trump. Well, I got some tapes that I made. You know, they don't really say much. Well, give them here. So they give them the tapes, and, you know, this is supposed to be about all the hush money he paid to these bimbos, and it doesn't say any of that. And this guy's looking at this going, this doesn't pass the smell test. He says this, at the very least, this sort of logic should cut both ways. If you want to talk about what it means to be financially compromised in office, ask yourself what Hillary Clinton might have been willing to do on behalf of the governments of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Oman, to say nothing of the vast international assortment of shady tycoons. This is a leftist having the very same discussion that I've been having, that you've been having with your relatives and friends, and this isn't going to get any better for the left when they're already discussing it themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I got to give credit to my buddy Dan Bongino, who tweeted something and it got me thinking. He said something along the lines, and well, I'd said it before, but for this particular episode, it got me thinking. And he said, who says Robert Mueller is Mr. Straight Lace? He's a crook. You know, who made this guy out to be the, you know, the end-all, be-all? And that's exactly what I've been saying about him. The minute they announced, when it was Jim Comey who said, "Oh, Robert Mueller, he's the best. He's among the best." When he started saying that, my antenna went up and I went, nah, he's not the best. He's a crook. That's exactly what I thought. He's got to be a crook. If Comey, who I watched let Hillary Clinton get off and give us all the reasons that she was supposed to go to jail, and then he says, "Oh, you know, this is a special counsel. Robert Mueller, he's above and below." But somebody said he's I forget the term they used, but it was like, okay, I'm done. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. This was an article, and it had to do with something that was said by Louie Gohmert, representative from Texas. And the article said, reads this. It says, when Robert Mueller III was tapped to oversee a special investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, prominent Republicans and Democrats hailed the choice. He still has broad bipartisan support, including from House Speaker Paul Ryan. But as rumors emerge that President Trump may sack the newly appointed special counsel, this was back in 2017, by the way, at least one conservative lawmaker has urged the president to do exactly that. His reasoning? Mueller and James B. Comey have history together. Comey created an opportunity by leaking and possibly committing a crime by colluding with others in the Department of Justice, and Mueller was his good friend, said Louis Gohmert. I had no idea how dirty this mess was involving Comey and Mueller over the years. Now, I wrote a piece about this, I don't know, it's been 8 months ago. It remains one of our best articles. People reread this article all the time. And it was the connecting of the dots of how Comey had been the fixer in all these different scandals. And I'm going to get to it in just a second. I'm not going to reread that, but I'm going to show you the connection between Mueller and Comey in a minute and how that came. That connection is with this particular article. So he says, Comey became John Ashcroft's deputy attorney general in 2003 while Mueller was director of the FBI. Gohmert told Fox that Comey's manipulation led to the special counsel being appointed, quote, when we don't need one. We know now for sure there is no collusion between the administration and Russia, he said. Let's at least stop the facade and stop that distraction. But they didn't. He went on to say, get rid of Mueller. He is dirty. He created all kinds of problems. I completely agree. Now let me help you connect a few more dots. It was attorney Jeffrey Marty who compiled a list of scandals that cast shadows of doubt over Mueller. And here are some of the better known ones, okay? Now what I want you to understand is this is what happened on Mueller's watch when he was leading the FBI. He's the director of the FBI. $12 billion in $100 bills was dispatched to the Iraqi war theater and vanished. The IRS deliberately targeted Christian and conservative organizations to cause them trouble. Nothing done about that. Supposedly, no shenanigans, no scandal if you believe Barack Obama, yet years later, the government settled it. What investigation occurred? Nothing. Did the FBI look into this? Here's another one. You've heard about this. Nothing ever happened. Fast and furious. Guns trafficked into the hands of the Mexican cartel criminals. Some of those guns made it back to the United States and were used in crimes here. People were investigated who sent the guns, who authorized them to go, blah, blah, blah. That was the part of it that was FBI. They could have joined with other. Because the FBI only has jurisdiction inside the United States. But they could have joined with the CIA and figured out where these guns went and done what they were supposed to do. No investigation, no nothing. So Fast and Furious, as Barack Obama says, didn't happen. No scandal, no harm, no foul. Here's another one. The Department of Justice, by way of the NSA and other apparatus, they spied on AP reporters as well as others through this NSA, the program where they can get into your phones and your smart, whatever. They can get in through your bloodstream. They can do whatever they want. Not a single investigation. What, could they not find a person willing to testify, be part of it? I'm just giving you some of the things. Now, here's where it gets where you can see the connective tissue between Comey and Mueller. So in this next one, Bill and the Clinton Foundation get millions of dollars for speeches while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. Didn't raise a flag in the FBI whatsoever. Don't think this wasn't being discussed. The obvious conflicts of interest. And it wouldn't have taken a genius to go, wait a minute. Y'all are getting money from your foundation from Russia. Bill gives a speech in Russia for $1 million the day before the Uranium One deal occurs, and then they give you $145 million. Wait a minute. That doesn't pass the smell test. Mueller, oblivious. He's like Mr. Frickin' FBI Director Magoo. Hillary Clinton deals 20% of our uranium capacity to somebody that's supposed to be an enemy of the state, an enemy of our country, and nobody says a word. And Mueller goes,
well, I just...
I don't know what you could even say to that. I can't even make up something funny and clever. That's what really makes me mad. Hillary's private email server. All the government records, including classified information, up there during the time of Mueller. Now, Comey had taken over at some of these points. Here's one that is undoubtedly connects Mueller and Comey together. Comey was part of, he was sent over to HSBC to clean up the money laundering scandal. Mueller was the FBI director. Nothing happened. Nobody got fired at AT. No significant, you know, high level employees or management team got fired at HSBC when they were accused of money laundering. People knew what was going on. I mean, nothing. That was just a little history of what Mueller's done. But the left will try to tell you this guy is squeaky clean. He's dirty. And Bongino knows it. I know it. People around him know it. But nobody seems to care because he's there to be the cleanup man. I've been saying for a while, Mueller's out of runway. He's in a single prop plane and he doesn't have enough runway, which means he doesn't have much at all, right? This investigation's been a sham, no other way to look at it. I know that's old news. It's become comical to say that nothing related about this investigation to Trump, for Trump, has come from anything. I mean, there's nothing. You can't even mention Trump and Russia collusion in the same sentence anymore without somebody going, oh, whatever. So it's the beginning of the end for the Democrats, and they need Mueller to look clean. I can't describe for you how important it is that this man stay above and beyond reproach. And that's why when Nadler and these guys and Jeff Flake and many of these other knuckleheads are out there, we got to do something to protect Mueller. He's got to be invincible. And you know what the court says? Nope. Nobody's above the law. Not a special counsel, not anybody. And in this case, Mueller is so intrinsically tied to the Democrats, it's scary. So right now, I wrote about this in October of this year. The investigation by Mueller that led back to Podesta and former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig. It's heating up again. But here's what they're doing. They're trying to make you think this is about violation of the Hatch Act or some innocuous. Oh, they didn't register as a lobbyist. That's what it was. And they've already greased the skids. They've already said, well, look at what Michael Flynn did, and we let him off. Look at what Papadopoulos did, and we essentially let him off. We can let these people off. Tony Podesta, the brother, I think it's the brother of Tony, right? I don't know his name, but there's two Podestas, not the skinny one that wrote for Hillary. But anyway, what's funny about it, they're blaming the brother of Hillary's old campaign manager and the Obama administration guy, the attorney, because these are low-level guys. They want you to think, oh, we're really going after him. But they're not going after Hillary's guy, at least not yet. That name's not being mentioned. They want to sweep this under the rug as quietly as possible. They want to use the lowest level Democrats they can find. So we'll just let it go away. I'm not letting it go away.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.